that means we're around.
What broker did? Miller's Coffee, Broker's Miller's Coffee.
Oh, look.
Don't worry, we've got maintenance. Don't worry, maintenance is here, we've got maintenance.
I've got one.
You got one?
Where was he hiding those paper towels?
He's on it.
Look, they're in his back pocket.
He's seen you drink coffee before.
Could you get him more coffee? I'll be okay.
No.
I'll be off at my house this morning, where was he when I had him?
Everybody surprised.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors meeting. Last day of May 2022, 31st. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I have one. We'll remove the item F, accounts payable claims. 31 days in May.
Okay.
I didn't notice that when you sent it out.
Okay.
We'll meet with department heads and elected officials. Sheriff Clint Denny was in here first, and he's got a Zoom meeting on this new radio system we're putting into the jail, so he won't be here. But he said he's 66 in the jail, and he said his school resource officers, school's out, so they're helping fill him in for vacation, and one of them's up in the courtroom for the trial. But then outside of that, everything else is good.
County attorney says she'd tell you that's hearsay.
Sarah Doty, accounts payroll auditor's office.
Just keep him busy as usual. It's payroll week, so. That's what they report at this time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Going good. Just keeping busy like always. Nothing to report.
Okay, thank you. Rodney Blazer, how's things going besides filling coffee?
Pretty good. Keeping busy. Update on the front steps. We fired up the hydronic snowmelt part of it on Friday. Everything seemed to be fine, so they were going to finish up some cosmetic stuff, some grout around the bottom of the handrail, some caulking along the edges. They were going to try and finish that up this morning, but with the rain in the area, they're going to push that off till tomorrow. So hoping by Thursday to get the front steps started. So that's kind of the plan, pending on how that goes and the weather behaves. So. But we're on the downhill slide. We're almost finished.
Good. That's good to hear.
Looking back, nothing else need to report.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Zach James, regional planning.
Good morning. Things have been going pretty well. Seems like they calmed down at least a little bit the last few weeks. It was kind of hectic there earlier in the spring, but not a whole lot need to report. Got an agenda item on the rezoning. And got a full subdivision possibly here in the next few weeks, potentially. Just taking phone calls. And
okay, thanks, Zach. Jared,
nothing to add.
Nothing to add. Okay. Chris Lee, conservation.
Hi, good morning. Had a good busy weekend, but everything went well. We're gearing up for the youth jamboree on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Big Hollow. So we'll be busy this week getting everything prepped for that.
Thank you. Janelle, how's the treasurer's office?
We're keeping busy. We do have the tax sale list scheduled to publish in Thursday's paper, Hawkeye. So other than that, keeping busy.
Thanks, Janelle. Ken Heisman, sale agent.
Good morning. We're keeping busy also. This is claims week for the region, and so busy week before governing board next week. Nothing else really to report right now.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Ryan Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Upper Flint's still closed, obviously. Contractors made good headway. A little slower with the rain last week, but I'm sure they're back at it. So that's moving on. I haven't heard an update, but maybe start doing some concrete work maybe in a couple weeks. Pleasant Grove is still closed. Should be out, hopefully doing some dirt work today, although I haven't been up there, obviously. So that should open this week, I would think. I know they're talking some rain today. I don't know if that will delay that just a little bit, but I would think there'd be enough gaps. They had a little dirt work to finish up. They had to tie the dirt, the four slopes into the shoulders, and so that's why the rain last week delayed everything. It's just can't do that in the mud. So that's coming along good, and I would think this week would at least get it open. Dust control contractor should be in tomorrow or Thursday. Get started on the counties, and while they're in between that, they go ahead and do all of the other spots that they have. So hopefully by the end of the week, that'll get buttoned up. Just depends on when they actually show and progress. New employee starts today. You have that personnel action on there. And I would mention that down in the Danville area, they had the extreme misfortune, I guess would be a better way to put that, of being in the wrong spot at the wrong time last Thursday evening. When I thought we were all past the rain and everything else, all of a sudden it blew back up and just kind of spun. And boy, you go through Danville and to the southwest, and it's not a big area, but in that little 3 or 4 hour window, they had anywhere from, there's been 3 inches all the way up to 7 inches of rain, and it was a mess. Roosevelt took the worst of it, the gravel portion of Roosevelt. It was over there at least 3 different places. 2 of them were pretty long stretches where it took the shoulder, so the guys were out getting that dealt with on Thursday. And the rest of the county, actually my place almost was dry through all of that, but just spotty and a strange pop-up deal, but it made a mess down in that area. Other than that, plenty of stuff going on, but that's the main part of it.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Andy Vaughn.
Good morning. I actually had last week off, took a vacation, but was quite busy with work, so it ended up being a working vacation. So that's never ever a good sign. But we're getting all those ends pulled back together, and I'll be busy the next couple days getting everything finished up and finalized. So.
Have you filled that report out for pulling your shoulder out of place this morning yet?
No. I'll never do a report on myself.
She caught her purse on that.
See, I spilled my coffee first thing this morning too, Tom, so don't feel bad.
So you got company, Thomas.
Hey, it is, isn't it?
Thanks, Angie. Terry, how's the auditor's office?
Hi, Jim. Everything's going along well. 1 week from today is the primary election. Absentee voting in person is still going on in the office. It will through Monday at 5 o'clock. During this week, it's 8 to 4:30. We are open Saturday from 8 to 4 for absentee voting. Tomorrow is the public test of the election equipment. And then so far we have sent out 368 absentee ballots, and we have 252 that we've received. So compared to what it was 2 years ago, that's quite small, but we didn't have the mass mailings and everything, so not everybody's sending that stuff in. So anyway, we just keep plugging away and looking forward to the election next week. So.
There you go.
Thanks,
Terry. Thanks. Chris Bowie-Miller, how's the public health?
Doing well, and we're keeping busy. Really don't have anything new to report, but we do have an agenda item.
Have you heard any more on that monkeypox that you're talking about?
Have not. We sent out some communication to the healthcare providers in the area, the clinics, having them be on lookout for rashes and symptoms, but we're monitoring, and at this point we've not heard anything back as far as anyone seeing anything suspicious or of concern.
Okay. Thank you, Krista. Moving on to changes to the 10th agenda. We've already done that, but department heads, correspondence.
I have none.
I have none. So we shall move on to discussion of the vote. Okay. We have a public hearing for the amendment for the zoning ordinance number 34 and the official zoning map.
I move to open a second public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, this is Jared, do you want to move this again?
Had our first public hearing on last week. This is for the proposed rezoning of a property about 12 acres on Sullivan Slough Road from the current R1 residential to C1 general commercial. And this is to address the matter of what was formerly a legal non-conforming use in the R1 district, the Young House Family Services Woodlands Treatment Center, which is a residential treatment facility for youth. Which ceased operations in 2014, and therefore the non-conforming status has since lapsed in accordance with the ordinance, zoning ordinance, which says that anything that ceases for more than a year has to either conform to the district regulations from then on or pursue a rezoning in order to allow for something that wouldn't be allowed ordinarily in the R1 district. So. As we said before, that we had a public hearing with the Zoning Commission several weeks ago now. There were some concerns from neighboring property owners regarding the prior use of the facility by Young House and concerns about runaways and issues related to that on the facility. But as we said before, there was a lengthy discussion about that, and overall, the other concern that came up was the possibility of what other commercial uses would be allowed if that facility were to be closed and sold in the future. And so ultimately, the compromise that seemed amenable to the neighboring property owners and to the commission in that context would be to have a conditional rezoning where it would be rezoned to C1, but add conditions apart from any further review and action by the supervisors at a later date, this rezoning would only allow the specific category of use that Young House facility falls into as a permitted use. And so that's the only use then that would be allowed through administrative approval. Again, apart from any further action by at least what would ordinarily be allowed in the C1 district. So. We have those conditions, and I should note that we structured it today in accordance with there's some specific language in state code about if there are going to be conditions attached to a rezoning of property that the applicant, property owner, and the supervisors need to sign an agreement attesting to those conditions specifically prior to the close of the final public hearing on the matter. And so that needs to be signed prior to the close of the hearing. And we figured it would, based on experience with another county we had consulted with, that's typically handled at the last public hearing, just in case any other hesitancy or any comments that the board would come in prior to that. And so if the board then opts to waive the third public hearing, then those conditions would need to be agreed to now prior to the close of the hearing and then the vote. So any questions about this proposed rezoning or the specific use of the land, now's the time.
I think this has to be approved prior to the final public hearing. The final public hearing has started. We would have to close that public hearing to vote on that. So I suspect we're going to have a third public hearing. I'm just saying that resolution approving those conditions is item B on this agenda, and item A is the public hearing, and to do item B we have to close the public hearing you just described.
Well,
then it would be closed.
We had specifically set up, right? I don't know.
I think we have a third public hearing, otherwise otherwise it has to be done before this public hearing is closed. We cannot vote on that We can't vote on that resolution during that public hearing. At least not in my experience. You don't vote on anything until the public hearing's closed.
Well, that's what we had heard from the other county, that was their experience with that. So if you don't feel comfortable doing that, that's up to you. But that's how we had planned on it. I'm sorry if that was
there's the wrong word. That's fine, but I don't think it's a big deal. But I don't think we'd have to close the public hearing to vote on that.
Okay.
Not the end of the world.
I know. That's just another
week. Well, I've received no emails or no phone calls. I was expecting one or two, but I got nothing.
I haven't either.
I haven't either.
Is there any, let's go into public comments on this. Anybody in here have anything to say about it? If any of the public has anything to say about it, they can email the board. We'll give you 2 minutes, board@dmcounty.com, or you can call 319-753-8203. We'll give you 2 minutes to do that, and we can have a little discussion here while we're doing that. So,
let's talk about Tom spilling his coffee. I think we need an explanation for that.
Naturally messy, that's what I've been told repeatedly.
At least it was coffee.
At least it was coffee. Maintenance is ever ready.
So we're going to have a third public hearing.
I've never seen a public hearing where you vote on a separate.
I know. I think the logic, because conceivably that those conditions could be agreed to any time before the close of the public hearing,
the public hearing is open. If that was the first on the agenda, it wouldn't have been.
I'm sorry if that wasn't clear beforehand.
Terry,
I'm confused because you don't ever vote on anything at a public hearing.
No, we close the public hearing and then we vote on it.
And that's what Henry County does, is they vote on that before they close the public hearing.
That's what I had understood. Maybe I was wrong.
I would think it would have to be afterwards.
I know it
would
have to be.
You don't vote on anything during a public hearing.
So maybe it was just at the same meeting, but before.
I would say it's the same meeting. And
if the order was switched and we wouldn't have opened this public hearing, or even if we were aware that had to be done first, we could change the agenda.
All right. I
was just going to say, we'll double check the wording and state code too, just see what it says, because I'd look it up, but I don't have my phone with me.
Again, I know it's not, it says before the close of the public hearing, but that's taking it very literally. So again, it could have been right. Yeah.
And the guys never vote on anything during a public hearing. It's always just for discussion and everything else. And then afterwards is when.
I'm confident that Jared can give us a 30 second recap of that amendment.
See meeting minutes from last week.
So we can roll through the next public hearing. Yeah, see meeting.
Yep. Okay. 2 minutes is up. Nobody called.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. So,
motion to approve the second hearing for the amendment to the zoning ordinance 34.
Second.
Sarah?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Resolution here. Hold over.
Motion to approve the resolution approving the conditions in the rezoning request.
Second.
Sarah?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
We would just need to get the applicant to sign that while he's here as well, so.
You say what, here?
The applicant.
He'll have to sign it.
He'll have to sign that, it's an agreement with the supervisor.
Moving on to 2080 agreement for funding and general assistance. This agreement herein is made and entered in pursuant to the Iowa Code, Chapter 2080, to be effective on a date herein provided by the, between Des Moines County, Iowa, organization that existing under the laws of the state of Iowa, hereafter County of Southeast Iowa Community Action and Nonprofit Corporation herein agency, collective reference to as the parties. The agreement shall not create a separate entity. Whereas the agency is a private agency and defined in Iowa Code Section 2080.2, and is nonprofit corporation duly formed and existing pursuant to the laws of the state of Iowa. And whereas the county is a political subdivision duly formed, existing pursuant to the Iowa State Code as a public agency as defined in Iowa Code Chapter 2080. And whereas Iowa Code 2080 authorized public agencies to enter into agreements for joint corporation, cooperative action, and with public and private entities. And whereas the agency and the county have determined it to be the best interest of their respective parties to enter into a 2080 agreement, coordinate efforts to serve low-income individuals and families in Des Moines County, Iowa. And whereas the parties believe it is their best interest to enter into a written agreement setting forth their respective rights and obligations with regard to this agreement. Therefore, in consideration of mutual promises and agreements herein contained, and upon the following terms and conditions, the agency and the county agree as follows. So this is for our community action, which Shane's on the board. They're going to, county, we're going to, they're going to take over our services that we previously had. Does anybody have any questions on this, or do you want me to read this further? Andrew shaking her head.
I don't see any hands shooting.
I just wanted to add that it's a typical 2080, and everybody has to have an agreement, and there's not the, it's just basically saying that we're in contract together and doing the basics, but, yeah, somebody asked me about that. It wasn't anything special. It's entering into a 2080. That's what we got to do.
Motion to approve the 2080 for the general assistance.
Second.
Sarah?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Moving on to 5D, we have a resolution 2022-039, establishing administration for the general program. Wait a minute, 28, or for Russ, we just did that for the Russ Environmental Health Services coverage.
We
This is for general.
This is the resolution for general assistance.
Yeah.
We just did 2080. Now we're doing the resolution.
I move to approve resolution for establishing administration.
Yeah, we did.
Second.
Too many resolutions here.
They roll into each other sometimes.
Sarah?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Say something about the general assistance program. I know Brooke was asking if she should notify the funeral homes and the food cupboards. The general assistance is switching once these, I said, better wait till these agreements get signed by both parties, but then we'll probably want to notify them.
Yeah, and let them know it's effective July 1st.
July 1st, yeah. Yep, okay.
And she's assisting as needed till the 1st of July, right?
Right, we'll continue till June 30th, we'll continue to see people for general assistance. And then it starts July 1st, community action well. So, yeah. Anytime somebody comes in, we'll just refer them on to community action then after that.
Okay, 28A agreement with Rust for environmental health service coverage. This is another 28A agreement to provide environmental health services for Des Moines County. Pursuant to the Iowa Code Chapter 2088, each entity shall pass by majority vote and resolution approving this agreement. The purpose of the agreement is to establish a working mechanism among the participating entities and to the environmental health specialist, the EHS, for Des Moines County, who can make decisions and answer questions with regards to its environmental health situations. The agreement does not contemplate and shall not be construed to limit or expand the powers of the participating entities, except as expressed stated in the agreement. Now, Krista, you're for this, right?
I am. Yeah. We've been using Russ as a subcontract for the last year. This is just a new 2018 agreement. They're taking on a few more of our services. They've done a great job for us. They do our well permitting, do all of our inspections. Like I said, they've done a really good job. So yes, I do recommend that we continue to use them.
Gentlemen.
Motion to approve 2080.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Do I notice the difference when she says the names though? I'm just, yeah, Tom Brooker, Shane McCampbell, Jim Carrey.
Reason to be like that.
But taking it personally.
There's, right.
There's a note of sympathy in her voice.
No.
It talks to me.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell.
Mr. Carey.
We have payroll reimbursements, claims, and the amount of $180.93. and non-cash taxable, $71.08.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Next, we have the appointment, the ICAP insurance agent representative.
You guys will remember the work session we had two or three weeks ago with the Worth Agency, and it's at First Main Street.
Correct.
That we will still have ICAP for an insurance company or loss pool, but we'll get extra services. We'll get a loss history retention analysis, budget preparation assistance, quarterly claims review, that sort of thing, which we've been struggling with for the last few years. And so this has to go through the board. It's a letter to ICAP appointing a new insurance agent or representative for Des Moines County.
I move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Don't stay close again.
What's that?
Never mind. Never mind.
It's so close.
I have personnel action. We have two of them for the secondary road. We'll do both of these at once. First one is Evan Walker, retirement. Thank him for the service that he gave us. And that is effective on 5/25, so he is retired and enjoying life, isn't he?
I assume so. I haven't spoken to him since.
Are you taking that person?
Are you the reason he retired?
He gave many years to the county. I appreciate them all, and glad that he gets to take advantage of retirement.
Yeah, good. The second one is for Jared Johnson, maintenance worker and truck driver. He's a new hire, effective today. 5/31/22. His rate is $21.27 an hour.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Thank you.
I wish you said Shane McCampbell that month.
She's trying. She's trying.
We have reports for this. Iowa and Middletown Railway LLC abandonment exemption. will be on file in the auditor's office for your reading at your discretion. This is the railroad that they abandoned out in that ordinance plan section of rail. We have the minutes for the regular meeting on May 24th, 2022.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
Let me ask a question I probably should have asked earlier. And I know you guys will start. Have you started anything on solar or wind?
No, we have not.
Okay. I looked. Maybe we could get started on that sooner rather than later.
I'll make a note on that.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
I was kind of slipped my mind.
Committee report.
I had
Southeast Iowa Regional Planning meeting. Everything went pretty smooth out there. They took a tour of the new bus barn that they built for the sea buses out back.
They didn't give you Memorial Week off?
No, you guys are tough. Hard worker.
We never quit, Tom. Zach rolls.
We did have good pizza for lunch, though.
I never give any of the boards or commissions or anything where they serve anything to eat.
Because you didn't
take on the wrong board.
That's because they didn't take any of Cahill.
Yeah.
Okay. Public input. Anybody from the public has anything to say? We'll give you 2 minutes. You can call 319-753-8203, extension 4, or email board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes to do that.
Anybody I'm talking to before it happens to me, too?
Jared.
Huh?
I'm talking to Jared.
I'm not talking to Jared. But that was a nice move, though. I like it.
I was trying.
Mr. Curry, you won't be here next week, will you?
I will be here next week.
Next week?
Yep.
I'm off next week.
You're off next week?
I'm off vacation next week. I forgot to say that in my report.
I'm going to be on vacation next week, so you guys get a break from me. Mr. Shane McCampbell.
Hey, but you can catch
Shane McCampbell.
He'll be live on TV. He'll be stripping again down in Missouri. He's got a new outfit and all that stuff.
Shane, you certainly brought a level of decorum to these meetings.
They used to call, well, you know, I am the minister. They used to call him Sparkle back in the 70s.
Oh, boy.
Love you, buddy.
My skinny day difference are over. This long 2 minutes now.
Just say your face got a little red, Jim.
What is it?
I thought it was cold in here. Oh, nobody's calling in, so they've only got 40 seconds left. Somebody
say something.
He's trying
to get us out here quick, isn't he?
Shane, I love you to death.
And when they start like that, that means something bad's coming.
Are we having a work session next week on the handbook, or is that getting put off until more people are here? I saw the email come around. I just wanted to ask a question.
I think we still want to have it, and then we'll have one again the following week, just so that people that can't make it for this next week will hopefully be there the following week.
Well, I mean, because I haven't sat down side by side with the current handbook and the new one and gone line by line, so that's a big task.
And everything that's redlined in there is all the changes that we requested, and if you want to see the notes.
I haven't even opened it, so I'll see all that.
Oh,
so. Okay.
You're going to have time to do that while you're recuperating.
The red line makes it easy, though, man. You get through a whole lot quicker. I like when they do that.
Yes, it does help.
Okay, the 2 minutes is up with an aye. We're out of here.
Aye.
Aye.
We do have a work session for following the meeting with